Welcome to the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy. Your host, Rachel B. Foy.
Hey, quitters. Welcome back to the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy. I am so excited about season 3 and appreciative that you guys have been here along the journey. I know that you can tell from season 1 to season 2 to now in season 3, there has been a shift. And that's everything that I Quit is about. How do we evolve? How do we actually become and embrace and hone in on the person that God has called us to be? Well, today I have the distinct honor of having someone that is very special to me. I've talked to you guys before about being able to truly combine kingdom work as well as what God has put in me for my business. And for a very long time, I compartmentalized those two. Well, I give part of the credit to my next guest who's going to be here today. She definitely helped me be able to capture my purpose in its fullness, as well as be completely full and secure in every part that God has called me to be. So enough about me, but you had to hear the background of why this guest is so very important. Today we have Crystal N. Tolbert. She wears so many hats. She co-labors in the ministry with her husband. She is an international speaker, a sought-after life coach, and an amazing mentor, as she has been for me in my spiritual walk. She is a mom, she is a wife, she is a business owner, and she is here. Welcome, Crystal.
Oh, Rachel, that is so nice. I just want to tell you thank you for all of that introduction. That is like really, 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 really sweet. And I want to tell you that I am so thankful to be here today to have this opportunity to be on your show. And I say this sincerely, I am grateful that I was selected to be on your show. I love your show. I love you as a person, but also as a coach, as a business owner yourself, as just a leading woman for the kingdom. And so thank you for this wonderful opportunity to just be on here and grace your show. I'm excited because I know that what you do brings value, and I want to be a part of that value. So thank you again for this opportunity.
Absolutely. Now, I have allergies, people, so you're going to hear that clearing throat every now and then. So part of why I'm so excited, Crystal, and I wanted to have you on the show today is because we talk often about authenticity. So quitters, you know, anyone who's going to be on this show is going to be authentic and transparent. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not faking it. So, Crystal, tell the audience just a little bit about yourself, anything that I left out, but what is your passion and what is your purpose?
Okay, well, for me, and I say this, and this is so funny, I believe the one thing that might have been left out is that I am just me. Mm-hmm. I am me. Mm-hmm. I am authentic to being who Crystal is on the camera, off the camera, on the stage, off the stage. I'm just authentic to being who I am. And I find that's one of the things that God has blessed me to do, is to challenge people to be comfortable being authentic without putting on the airs, without putting on what they think looks good on a resume when they meet you. So I think that's the thing for me. And my purpose with people is to allow them to understand that they're enough. I think that's not enough spoken about, that you don't have to have the nail polish on or the glitz and glamour or the red bottoms to be significant, that what you bring to the table with your voice, with your presence, is enough. And that's how I feel like capturing purpose matters, because when your purpose needs to matter just as important as your friend that you admire. And that's what I believe that I bring to people. I allow people to shine without adding something to it. You're more than enough. You are Psalms 139:14. Right. Wonderfully and fearfully made. And that's enough. So that's part of my purpose.
And that's enough. And you can, I just say, quitters, that she completely and totally operates in her purpose. And especially the part about just embracing who you are without everything else. Like, we are already fearfully and wonderfully made. He did not make a mistake when he made our bodies. He did not make a mistake when he made our lips, our hair. Everything we are is exactly the way that it's supposed to be. So let's talk about more about with capturing your purpose. And this is why. Because in the pandemic, one of my biggest goals was to make sure that when the pandemic was over, that I did not emerge the same. And what I meant is that I wanted to get better. So whether that was better in my health, whether it was deeper in my walk with God, or whatever that better is, but I did not want to have that time in vain. So Crystal, how can people make sure that when they are reflecting through the pandemic, because we're still in it, people, we are still in the pandemic.
Yes. Yes.
How can they make sure they are reflecting and they are better when we emerge from it?
They're going to have to do something that none of us want to do. And that's heal.
Come on.
Heal that little girl. Heal that little boy. Go back to the childhood and heal. Because what we have done and what we've been taught, we heal the surface of us, but we don't go back to the part of the trauma that has caused us to be in a place where we carry rejection. We carry a spirit of offense. And so what we need to do is get to the core of who we are, find out what hurt us to make us feel like we couldn't be authentic. Because there is something when you go back and you look at people, a lot of times it's not a bad marriage. It's not a miscarriage. It's not losing your job. It's something that happened during the adolescent age or a young child where the trauma happened. Maybe your parents had a divorce. Maybe you lost a parent. Maybe you were violated. Maybe you were verbally abused. What happened? And for those that did not go through that, maybe they just didn't have anybody to push them. So they always felt like they had to coach and push themselves. But in this pandemic, you have to make sure that you are releasing everything that is not good to your spiritual immune system, just like your regular natural immune system. Because the thing about it is we carry weights for so long and it'll affect us in our careers, in our personal life, in our spiritual life, with friendships, even with coworkers, even people that you co-labor in the gospel with, whatever you do. So it's time that through this pandemic, you take ownership and do exactly like what Rachel says, I quit. Quit hiding from yourself and find you authentically. And it's important because that's the only way you can capture purpose. See, a lot of coaches are always talking about, let me coach you to your purpose. You cannot coach anybody or walk them through if they don't deal with the thing that has caused them never to find their purpose.
That's right.
If you go back, and if you look at it, what happened in your childhood, what happened in the adolescent stages of your life that caused you to maybe not go for your purpose, but only operate in your gifted place. And that's something that we discuss in capturing your purpose, because a lot of us are operating from a gifted place because that's where you get the accolades at.
Right.
But on the inside of you, you're broken because you're not doing what you were, you know, that you're driven to do. We stay in our gifted place because maybe people are depending on us. Maybe that's we don't have to confront the part of us that's fearful, because we know that we're called to do something that's greater, but we are not comfortable in that because we might not get accolades in that. Mm-hmm. We have to be authentic.
Yes.
We have to eliminate everything within us that is saying, it's not time yet. even though all these people around here are doing things that they've never done before.
That's right.
Don't step out there without capturing that healed you, the little girl, the little boy, the adolescent, and that's only today so strong because we are trying to fight and win victories that we never have went back to the basics of finding. The way that you conquer something is that you got to know what you're fighting. Mm-hmm. And it's time now to take some time and get to know you. Get to know that person that has been crying out to have a voice that you ignored, just like the person that violated you. The person, and when I say violate, is not always being as far as physical. You can be violated mentally to cause you to shut down. Maybe it was right. A bully in school. Maybe it's a bully in college that made you were in class with someone and you thought you were really gifted in theater arts, but somebody said something to you that now 20, 30 years later, people don't even know that you're gifted in the arts.
That's right.
And you hide your purpose and you put forth your gift. It's time to shift. Because if God has given you the ability to have this purpose and he birthed it in you, it's time for you to give it back to the world and let people know who you are purposed for and not who you're gifted for, and be authentic.
Yes.
That it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That it's awkward. Yeah. It doesn't matter that it's not been done before. Yeah. That's the greatest part of being in a pandemic. Many people have never done what they have done in the last 6 months, but they're conquering their fears by doing the unknown. That's purpose, Rachel. Your purpose, not anybody else's purpose. Don't compare your purpose to anybody else. That's why you have to go back to that little girl, to that little boy, and identify what stopped you from going for purpose instead of going for gifts.
And Crystal, I think that's so powerful. There were just so many gems that you had there, especially the one about going back to the little girl. And so just to paint a picture, oftentimes we'll think it has to be a huge traumatic experience, right? Like you said. Mm-hmm. So when you were talking about speaking, I distinctly remember just one specific, like the four words. She thinks she, maybe it's five words. Hold on, Quitters, it's four or five words. But it's, those words were, who do you think you are? Okay, who do you think you are? Y'all know what I'm talking about. So who do you think you are? Mm-hmm. And because of the way it was presented,
yes,
it was in a bully. Now, mind you, I've had this talk before, whether it was with my clients, whether it's when I go out to school districts, talking to young people to help them, like you said, face what has happened to them in life,
yes,
and not hide from it. So that small phrase, I did not realize was holding me captive for a very long time, to the point where I didn't want to be too boastful. I didn't want to be too ambitious. Even though I am vocal, I didn't want to like have too many looks at me, too many eyes on me, too many lights on me, because I didn't want people to say, well, who she thinks she is. Mm-hmm. And I had to get healed from that. And so now I'm like, child, who does she think she is? Well, she knows that she is a child of God. She knows that she is here for a purpose. She knows that she has something to give the world that is of value. So something that simple that we don't want to deal with, I actually had to come to terms with during the pandemic, and also through your course, Capturing Purpose.
That makes me feel good, Rachel. And it's so funny because I know the listeners understand, can relate to us, because when you think about being hostage, being in captivity, you've been locked in a box that someone else put you in.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And the reason why you are bold with talking, but also conscious, is because many of us have not had the permission to have a voice. We've been muzzled, we've been silenced. So the part of you that wanted to get out and say, okay, I'm going to speak and I'm going to show that I have something to say, but you also hear in you the hurt part of you when you would speak, because you were still consciously in captivity because you were worried about what they said. And so that's why I love I Quit, because when you decide, you make a bold, conscious reminder that this is about me. I am loving the skin I'm in. And you know what? For those of your listeners that are coaches, that are counselors, that are trainers, that are leaders, we need places like this that are safe.
That's right.
I am so grateful to share on Rachel's podcast, on her show, because it's authentic. People don't want to talk about this because it lets you know that you are human. Yeah. We are not perfect. We have scars, but our scars do not make us be quitters. It doesn't validate the person that we are called to be. And so when you think about your freedom now, you can see the difference in the dynamics of a person that is confident in who they really are versus they're confident in what you praise them for. That's because you can stand up in front of one person and be free and liberated and give the best presentation you've ever given of your life when you are free in God and you're living a kingdom purpose-driven life.
That's absolutely right.
And I love the fact that you are a coach. You are a mentor, you are a wife, you are a mother, but you are authentic now. Mm-hmm. And we are both 40. I know this about Rachel.
Yes, 40.
40. So yes. For some of the younger listeners, don't wait until 40.
Please don't.
To get it.
Please don't.
That's something that I always want to bring value to. I wish, and I've actually shared this with Rachel before. I wish I had a me in my life when I was younger.
That's right.
Yes. Because what I try to do for young men and women, I don't discriminate, and I know Rachel doesn't either. That's right. I give them what I didn't have.
Right.
Because that to me is living a kingdom life. Scratch out being a pastor. As being a Christian, we're supposed to give back. Don't let somebody suffer because nobody was there for you. So when I'm not coaching, when I'm not mentoring, I used to be a trainer in corporate America. When I didn't do those things, I was still doing it. What's inside of you needs to manifest to help birth out somebody else. So when Rachel said she quit, she didn't know she was doing a movement. Do you understand how important it is, Rachel, just for you? Your listeners needed the whole you so that they could see and be able to relate to. That's what the enemy never wants us to realize, is that he's afraid that if you ever find out who you really are, then it's going to be a movement. Your movement might could be in the city that you're in. Your movement might could be to somewhere in England. But you have a movement that is waiting on your voice. I don't care if you are introvert. Something, if you're writing it down, one word could change the trajectory of somebody's life. And it's about being influential to change for the better. Not just open your mouth.
That's right. Open your mouth with some purpose and change for the better. And what you said about influence, like your sphere influence may be the movement in your household. It may be shifting the mindset in your household.
Rachel,
And you made a great point, Crystal. So you guys know I always talk about my girls, right? I always talk about my two daughters. And they exude life. They are every part of me and all of themselves. They're dead, like everybody wrapped in one. And so there's one, you know, my youngest one and my oldest one.
Mila and Brooklyn, but Brooklyn.
Listen, yes. Brooklyn.
KJ.
Yes.
Yes. They are free.
It is so beautiful because, Crystal, you made a comment, and I told you about it the other day. The comment she made was, you guys already know, I tell you all the time about Mila and Brooklyn. And with Brooklyn, she is unfiltered, uninhibited, and completely free.
And I love it.
And in our household, mm-hmm. we have worked very hard, as you said, Crystal, to ensure both girls know yes. that they have a voice and what yes. they have to say matters. Now, absolutely. With that, we have had to help the children reel it in, okay?
Yeah.
We had to streamline. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the most beautiful thing that you brought to my attention, and it's so true, you made a comment and said, Brooklyn is you free. Mm-hmm. Like, Brooklyn would have been you as a
yes.
child free.
Yes.
And that's so true. Like, when I look at Mila, she is so much like I was as a child, like wanting to make sure, am I abiding by the rules? Am yes. I following the rules? But there was the inner rebel in me, okay?
Yes. Yes.
A complete inner rebel.
Yeah.
And I say rebel, but it really wasn't a rebel. It was someone who
just freedom.
Freedom, permission to have a voice.
Yes.
And
yes.
Brooklyn has gotten all the permission she needs, honey. She yes. got a voice.
Yes, she does.
Using it. And it's just so beautiful. But we're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we want to be able to talk about bold and balanced. So we've discussed being able to embrace all of who we are, and you've heard all of the gems that Coach Crystal has given us. We are going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to get deep in it of how do you ensure you continue your boldness, but you're bold and balanced. We'll be right back with the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy. Hey, quitters, have you picked up your copy of my Amazon best-selling book, I Quit, the how-to guide to letting go of everything that's holding you back? This book wants you to quit, but you need a new definition for what I Quit means. I Quit makes us take a stand and stand tall and say, I can't choose what's thrown my way, but I certainly get to choose what to do with it. We are our biggest limitation. Our mindset and our belief in ourselves are the things that limit us the most. If you're looking for more inspiration to action, go grab your copy at Amazon.com or www.rachelbfoy.com. I Quit, the how-to guide to letting go of everything that is holding you back. Hey guys, we're back with the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy. My amazing guest here is Crystal Tolbert. We have had a phenomenal time thus far. Make sure you have your notebook, your pad. Make sure you are sharing this. You are tweeting it, texting it, posting it, Instagramming it, everything else you can do, because someone needs to hear this. Now, Crystal and I were just talking, and I got to let y'all in on the rest of the conversation because it was getting good. Okay, go, Crystal. Go. It was good.
Okay, so let me just say this, y'all, for the viewers that are watching. And I want you to hear me when I say this. We have to not be afraid to tell the truth to people. Whether they receive it or not, we have to be honest. Now, let me put this disclosure up there. You need to make sure you do it from a healed place, not from a place of brokenness, because if you don't do that and you do it with love, it will come across that way. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I was telling Rachel, I love her personality. Coming on her show, she is very professional, but she has this edge to her where she can have more viewers and she's able to adapt to more people, diverse. And this is the thing about that. Don't dilute who you are to capture the masses. Because when you dilute who you are to capture people, you will lose who you are authentically. So I want you to think of something. When we're talking about being bold, we're going into what she was saying about being bold, but having balance. Mm-hmm. You must have something to be bold about.
Come on now.
You gotta have a story. Mm-hmm. And see, people are so scripted now. And in this pandemic, people have really realized the people that are scripted versus that are authentic. So if you're going to be bold and if you're going to bring something to the table, let it be authentic. Vibe with your story, not who everybody else is. And I love that about her. I love that she knows that she's enough. You know why she knows that she's enough? Because she quit allowing the voices in her head and other people's voices to dictate how she's supposed to flow and what God has purposed her to do. And talking about this, you want to know how to capture your purpose, mm-hmm. is going back to the Father and asking him, how do you see me? It's not hard. We are so afraid to ask God questions. And for Christians, and for those that maybe not are Christians, whatever you believe in, why won't you ask who you were birthed to be?
That's right.
Who were you created to be? Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing to me that we, the person that could give us the best advice, that could show us the signs, we are afraid. And that's when you know that you're not ready yet. Because if you can't ask God, who am I? The higher, the most, the creator, whoever you are looking to, why won't we ask them? That's something that I think all the listeners that have not tapped into that yet, ask whoever it is that you believe in. Who are you? We can spend money on coaches. We can spend money on therapists. We can spend money on counselors. We can go to all these seminars. We can have these amazing podcast shows and interviews and all of this and still feel depressed.
That's right.
Because you know why? When you are not in purpose, you are not in your place. So be bold. Be bold in finding out who you are. If you want to capture your purpose, go back and find out who you are. Right. So that you can operate from who you are freely. Because as long as you camouflage who you really are and you give them part of the story, mm-hmm. that's not what is going to capture people. Capturing people is because of something that you went through, that you survived.
Yes, yes. That you survive. And Crystal, so many people, yes. myself included, when we mm-hmm. talk about being healed, mm-hmm. is I presented to the world, as most people do, what I call like the edited version.
Yes.
We wear a mask. Now understand, now don't get me wrong, there are times when we may need to put on a face.
Because yeah, put the filter on. It's needed. Yes, yes. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes you need a filter.
You do.
Sometimes you do.
You have to have it. But at the same time, the biggest part that I kept editing, and the reason I bring up editing is one thing that I also love about the podcast and just who I am, period, is the people I've been aligned to are also authentic. So my mentor makes a point of ensuring that we don't edit the show. Whenever things come out, like if I mess up, there is not a retake. Like we're going with what it is. And one of the key things that he said was there are already enough people in the world muting our voice. Why would you mute your own voice?
Yes.
And so it is what it is, and that's part of, I believe, the boldness and the balance is bold Absolutely. Enough to embrace, you know, now I'm shifting in my seat, bold enough to embrace all of who we are, but understand that there has to be a balance. And it's the same thing we teach our kids. There's a time and there's a place for everything. But in life, I'll say, especially during the pandemic, my balance was off. And that's just real talk. We don't talk enough about that. And one of the things with life strategies is understanding that I look at life as a balance. Like, there's no perfection. Perfection is an illusion, in my opinion. Striving for something. Now, you can execute with excellence. You can do it to your best ability. But this notion of striving for perfection, when most of what people is putting, what people are putting out is an illusion anyway. They dressed it up, they photoshopped it, airbrushed it, got it just right. And they not telling you that as this arm is up and they taking the picture, like, I have hollering kids over here, you know, or my heel just broke. Or I was just in tears before I snapped that shot. So, Crystal, talk to us about how do you stay in balance and how do you help other women, but other people, period, during this time, stay in balance?
You know what, Rachel, you said something, and I just want to reflect on something I saw you do. And it's something that is so important in actually being able to stay consistent, even when chaos comes. She changed her posture a couple of minutes ago. It's something about even when chaos comes around you, when you're healed, your posture automatically changes and you don't even realize it. She went into this confidence mode, like, I'm doing this. I watched her change, like, this is me, and I can't even believe I'm this free. Do you see how important it makes such a difference when you know who you are? You automatically shift when it's authentic. And nobody has to tell you to do it. You don't even have to tell yourself. Your body shifts. It's the same thing with the pandemic, because many of us that are now healed, even in chaos, we have learned to filter out the things that are distractions, toxic relationships, toxic atmospheres. There are certain atmospheres that you can go in that you feel your energy shift in, or it's certain people that come around you that will cause, if you've been healed of depression and isolation and restriction, you definitely have to be conscious of that, especially going through a pandemic, because this is something that was unknown. We didn't see it coming. Well, how many of us have already survived our own personal pandemics? That's why when me and Rachel was talking earlier about talking about the situation of filtering, sometimes you do have to filter. You're not filtering for your audience, you're filtering for your mind, so that your mind won't go back into a depressed state. You fight through it. Meaning, I could have all hell going on in my life, but I'm dedicated to the craft that I am called to. I'm dedicated to whatever God has put me to do, and He will grace you to ride through the pandemic. Whatever your chaos is, if you survive whatever it is in your life, when you look back through it, like Rachel, unfortunately, Rachel, she survived a miscarriage. If you would have said 10 years ago, I would be talking about that, I guarantee you she didn't think she would be able to. But because of her heel place, she survived it. It's the same way with a pandemic, y'all. I need y'all to understand, you've lost loved ones. I'm so sorry for the viewers that are listening. I'm sorry for the viewers that have had to go through COVID themselves and you've experienced heartbreak before. There is nobody, even the most successful people have triumph stories of things that they went through that people had no idea. You have to look at this pandemic as if God is allowing you to ride through it. you're going to come out on top, just like you did with every other trial. And that's how we have to look at it. It's only a test. The test is not for other people. The test is to show you how strong you really are. You never knew if had you went through the pain that many of us have went through, we would never know that we were called to do what we're doing. You don't even know who you are until you have to go through tragedy. That's when you see what you're made of. That's where it lets you know where you are, if you're still broken, if you're healed, if you're successful, if you know how to manage money. This is what we do. We do our best in God in tragedy, because in the tragedy stage is where you find your voice. You find a reason to get up. For those people that are battling depression right now, maybe you don't have children. Maybe you don't have anybody right now that you feel like matters to you. You matter because you're still here. And there is somebody that needs you to be authentic when you get through this situation of surviving, to open up your mouth and say, yes, I was depressed. I was listening to Katy Perry. Oh, it was an old song this morning. It was 6 years ago. And she was talking about because of God. And she did not commit suicide after her divorce because God was right there. That song was so powerful. It was so significant. Some of us have only survived because of the strength that God has placed in us, even when we felt like we were feeble. So in that, purpose was found. See, when we learn that purpose is not what man has told us, and we go to God, our purpose is what God has put us in to fulfill, walk through, and have encounters with. That's right. You don't lose purpose based on situations. It haunts you even when you're not in it.
Yes, it does.
It won't let you sleep at night. No, for those entrepreneurs that are on here right now, let me tell you something. Purpose will make you have adult tantrums. Purpose will make you
adult tantrums.
At your job making over six figures and doing your pen like this, thinking about, but this is what I'm supposed to do. That's a pandemic to me. For those of you that are entrepreneurs that are sitting in the corporate world, you're making this money, you're beating the deadlines, but yet you find yourself looking out a window saying, but this is not my life. That's because you're only operating in your gift. That's how I feel like I bring people back into really not just, because I don't want you to find your purpose. That's one thing. I don't want you just walk in it. You got to capture it. When you capture something, you know, when you capture something beautiful, you don't even realize you captured it. You can take a picture and you think you're going to have to redo it. That first photo is priceless. It's captured everything that you need. So that's why I feel the way I do about capturing your purpose. Don't just find it, don't just walk in it, but capture it. Because when you capture it, you won't let nobody take it away from you.
When you capture it, you won't let nobody take it away from you. And I think too, to add to that, Crystal, nobody can take it away from you. And you won't give it away.
You won't, because like, you found your value.
Yes, and you will fight for it. Like,
you will fight when it's captured, you will?
Yes, you will fight for it. And I can tell you, myself, just after capturing my purpose, it's so much, because you can operate in your purpose.
Okay? Yes, but not capture it.
Not capture, because I was operating quite well, if I say so myself.
Very well.
Not captured. Because, and when you said captured, like now, even on the worst day, I don't have an option to not operate in it, because it's captured, because it won't allow me to rest.
You put it in its rightful place though, Rachel. Yeah. That's what happens when you capture your purpose. You put your purpose in its rightful place. Because you think about it, you know, if you got a piece of art, something that is very significant, and for those people that love going to the museums, it's something about a photo or a painting that was captured. You can see the light in it.
Yes.
a person that really is an art lover and have exquisite taste, you can see it too to regular eyes or someone that doesn't have that give. Oh, it's okay. Mm-hmm. But when somebody sees that a painting was captured, you automatically can tell the difference in that painting versus one that has been edited, one that has they had to try three or four times because it don't look the same. It does. The illumination is not the same. It's not authentic versus a photo that was captured on that one moment. And when you look at that, when it comes to your purpose, you put your purpose in its rightful place, meaning come hell or high water, I'm not losing this because it took me so long to find it and get it in my hands. I'm going to embrace it until eternity. Yes. That's what capturing does. It's just like when you capture the enemy. When you capture the enemy, you work so hard. And you've been out there searching and searching for it. Now you have captured it. It's the same with your purpose. You ain't letting nobody take that away from you. And once you capture it, your posture changes. Mm. There's a freedom in you, even if it's an audience of one.
That's right. And Crystal, how do people, particularly women, but men as well, how do people hold on to that captured purpose, but not release or lose themselves in the balance of life? Again, back to balance. How do we do that?
The way that you do it, you got to be committed. See, Rachel said something that was so powerful. When you capture something, you're going to put it in a safe place.
That's right.
You work too hard.
That's right.
When you get your captured purpose and you have gotten it to yourself, there's something, even with some of the ladies that I've coached, they find themselves doing the techniques that I taught them on now. You know why? Because they took the time to get it. You have to be committed to your purpose like you do brushing your teeth. It cannot be an option. And that's how you keep balance. Let me tell you something. Even through this year, this has been the hardest year of my, one of the hardest years ever of my adult life. Mm-hmm. I refuse to allow anybody to take what I work so hard for. It's gotta be you. You can give to everybody else, but if you sacrifice that purpose, then you haven't captured it. Because when it comes to it, even with Rachel, she was already operating in her purpose. But now that she's captured it, she ain't letting nobody get it.
Nobody. See,
when you get to that place, nobody has to tell you. You're going to fight for it because you already know what you put in. You work so hard for it. It has to stay in the back of your head. Even in the chaos, I got to take care of this. Meaning, keeping your purpose is self-care, self-awareness. That's what I was talking about. Those atmospheres or those people that could cause you to slip out of purpose. You have to remove those things. And most of the time when you're capturing your purpose, you find out these are those things that we're talking about that try to creep back in are the reason why you were never capturing your purpose anyway, because they were distractions. Eliminate distractions, focus on what matters, and keep purpose as value. And that's how you maintain even in a chaotic situation of a pandemic, crisis. Because let me tell you something, find out why. If you're going through and you have a sick loved one that you got to take care of, find how your purpose is meant to operate even in that.
That's right.
Keep it in your mind.
Yes.
Because purpose is so different than what people have described it. Purpose is staying on your assignment of what you're called to. It's just like this, and I look at it like this, just like if you were the president, if you're sick, you still got to be in certain meetings. You got to get up.
That's right.
You got to fight for purpose.
Right.
You got to fight for purpose just like you fight for everything else.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to slip into your gifted place. But as long as you in purpose, one thing about it, for those that are entrepreneurs like me and Rachel, that you don't care if you work 18 hours if it's doing what you love.
That's right.
You don't even complain about it.
Absolutely.
You got to look at your purpose.
Right.
You got to look at your purpose like that. You know what? Okay, I might not. You don't even care about. Yeah, you want to make money, but when you're in your purpose, it's so important to you. There's a freedom. There's liberation. You're like, you know what? It'll come. It'll come. Well, find that same thing in your purpose and don't lose it for nobody. If you got to put signs up, if you got to put little post-it notes up,
if you got to
listen to something every day that drives your purpose to be into this mode of a wheel going. But just like a car can't go unless you like the Flintstones without having the wheels.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't have wheels, what do you have to do? You got to walk.
Right.
You still got to get there. That's the same way with your purpose. You got to find a solution to get there because purpose takes maturity. Mm-hmm. Purpose takes standing up authentically. And if nobody else sees value in the purpose, you do, because your purpose is your life. It's what you were called to birth out.
What you were called to birth out. And especially in this month of September, it's the 9th month of the year.
Yes.
You think you carry a child for 9 months and then you birth that thing out. You labor that thing, you birth that thing out. And the thing is, when it's purpose, just like when you're birthing out a child, you're birthing out that purpose, you at all costs, you want it to come out healthy, you want it to be whole, and you're going to do everything possible to ensure that it reaches its intended arrival, its intended end. So guys, hold on just a second. We will be right back with Coach Crystal, who's here with me today, helping us capture our purpose, helping us to be able to fully and completely embrace all of us while we are being bold and balance. So we'll be right back with the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy.
Stream Life Is Not Complicated, You Are, and The Other 99 Times, Train Your Mind to Enjoy Serenity on Tidal, Spotify, and Audible today.
Welcome back, quitters. We are wrapping up the I Quit Podcast with our special guest today, Crystal N. Tolbert, who has truly helped us with strategies and with steps with capturing our purpose, whether it is ridding ourselves of the distractions, making sure that we are having self-care and we are being balanced. And one of the things that's so important that we talked about before is ensuring that we keep our mental intact. So I have made no secret of the fact in my book and even in my post that I went to therapy. I believe, especially in our community, in the Black community, it is something that's becoming more spoken about and isn't as taboo. But in general, in the world, when we discuss mental health, there used to be a stigma. So in an effort to dispel the stigma, I too have shared the fact that I was in therapy. I still use strategies that I learned from therapy when I can't get to a counselor, like right now. The other month, I told myself, self, we need to go to counseling. And myself was like, girl, who we gonna get? And so I have not enlisted a professional, but as Crystal and I will discuss here, I had to lean back on the life strategies I've been able to use, whether it was talking to God, having a tribe of girlfriends and very close, intimate people that I could truly be transparent and vent to, as well as the key that you've heard me talk about, Crystal teaches on as well, which is journaling. And tell us about the scribing, Crystal, but just wrap all that part up for us with the mental health and making sure that we're keeping everything healthy.
Rachel, thank you again for this opportunity to be on your show. I have thoroughly enjoyed it. I have really enjoyed it. I was like, oh, I'm enjoying this conversation. It's very, very good for the soul and it's nurturing. And for me, I can truly say that journaling has kept my sanity in times that I didn't have anybody to talk to, because when you're talking about people that are leaders, whatever capacity that is, if you are a director, if you are on your job, if you are the CEO, if you are a pastor, if whatever you are, if you are the leader, you find yourself being lonely because everybody depends on you. So for me, in my times where I couldn't talk to anybody, journaling has kept me, because for those people, and we were talking about, me and Rachel was talking about when we went to break and commercial, when you think about journaling, even in times where you might have a sick child or you might have someone that you've got to take care of or it's chaos going on, whatever, when you journal, you can still dream in your purpose. You can still write out things that you might not be able to do. See, you're still doing purpose. Even if you can't do it physically, you're manifesting something that is so important. And I have with my book and even with the workbook, it's seek, write, and believe. You have to seek the Father, you have to write it out, and you got to believe it. Well, we all know this. When you go to vision board parties, what do? They tell you to put stuff out there. You're putting things out into the atmosphere. And I promise you, when you begin to write things out in faith and believe it, it's going to the law of attraction. I call it God's law of attraction, because you bring that energy in, and what you write about, it will manifest for you. And it's something about when you start writing, you start putting your affirmations out there, even if you're in a sad place, you begin to feel alive. Why? Because you are affirming something that you believe, that even if it hasn't existed yet, it's going to happen. That's how you maintain your sanity. That's how I am whole. I won't always be here. Affirm yourself that this is only a transition place. It's not a stagnating place. And even in this, I am still being purpose driven because I am thinking about what my next is. So it keeps you moving. It keeps you mentally. For those people that don't have friends, maybe you don't have anybody to talk to. Maybe you can't afford a therapist right now. Maybe you can't afford to speak to a counselor. You'd be surprised what journaling does, what scribing does for you mentally. It's all about making sure your mental is good, because if your mental is off and you're unstable there, you're going to be unstable in every area of your life. And when you think about it, and she said this, it was, I'm a pastor, and I tell people in our congregation, I tell people that I know, seek help.
Yeah.
You can't find everything in the church. Even if some churches have Christian counselors, actually they're on there. Well, right now we're in a pandemic. You can do virtual with them, but what you need to figure it out. Start journaling. You'd be surprised, you might not even need a counselor. Maybe you just need to have some time with God and to write out your thoughts and to journal out some things that, because a lot of time we get overwhelmed because some of us are so gifted. We have so many ideas coming all at once, but then you get overwhelmed because you feel like you're not able to do it all at once. Write it out.
Write it
that
out.
That way you're giving yourself permission to not overthink and not lose what God has given you. Write it out.
Write it out.
Keep a journal by your bed. Yes. Keep a journal in, and for the ladies, keep a journal in your purse. Keep for the men. I know men that journal. Keep it in your car. You don't know what amazing idea or thought will come to you. If you can't do that until you get to your book, text it to yourself. but release that amazing idea so that you won't get frustrated and go into depression because you can't complete it right now. That's exactly how we get it. Purpose.
It's making sure, it just reminds me of even when, like if you think of, I say like a soda or a carbonated drink, mm-hmm. like for us, I think of us like we the soda, we the carbonated drink, and life is bouncing us all around and we're being shook up. And so mm-hmm. if you don't allow yourself to release what is yes. being shook up inside of you, how life is yes. you from side to side, if you don't release some of that, you're going to pop.
No, that's the truth.
You're going to pop. And yes. the greatest way, like Crystal said, and I've been journaling ever since I was probably in elementary school. I have taught my daughters to journal. I've even shared recently with a lady who just contacted me, a friend of mine who contacted me and wanted to know about journaling. And she was like, I opened the book and that's as far as I get. Like, I don't know what to do. So I gave her just some simple prompts. Like, you never know. It could be today I feel, or mm-hmm. I'm grateful for, or I would like to see this change. But Crystal, how else can people get started with journaling for the ones who say, I've tried this before and I open my book and I just stare at a blank page? How can they get started?
You got to be in the right mood too. And that's something that I teach. I don't know, whatever music you like, mm-hmm. Smooth jazz, or it might be instrumental, maybe the music, the sound of rain, mm-hmm. The subliminal music like that is very refreshing to write out your thoughts. And this is the thing for people to understand. There's no right and wrong way to journal.
Yes, that's right.
It's not forced.
That's right.
Exactly what Rachel just said. I mean, if it's just saying today sucks, write it out.
Yes.
The hardest part is to get started. There is no wrong way, no right way. These are your thoughts and however you feel. Matter of fact, my 13-year-old, he's journaling now. He keeps his journal. I'm teaching him to journal. I taught my daughter how to journal. And our 6-year-old, he'll journal because with society now, people are not taught to be free to get out what is necessary so that they won't go crazy sometime in their heads. Exactly what she said about us being the soda and we're going to pop. Mm-hmm. Write it out. There's no perfect way. There's no wrong way. It's just you. And getting that frustration out is so liberating because it's no longer inside of you. But even if it's just through pen, write it. Whatever it is.
Write it.
And as soon as you start writing, you'd be surprised how it'll just flow to you.
It'll flow.
And then go back sometime. Go back and look at some things. Maybe you might not finish everything. Go back and look at some of the things that you have written down. For some people have stopped writing. Maybe they journal. Maybe they had a diary, 20 years ago. Go back and look at some of the things that have happened in your life. And you can take from there and start your now. There's no wrong way. It's just time to do it. Get it up here so that you can be renewed and have new ideas, new concepts, new creative ways to find a way to release. It happens through your pen.
That's right.
And you don't have to worry about nobody judging you or saying the wrong words, because this is between you and your pen.
You and your speak, write, believe. So Crystal, mm-hmm. where can people get in contact with you if they want to hear more that you have to say, they want to read your book, they want to know about your coaching? How are people able to get in contact with you?
Well, again, Rachel, thank you for this opportunity to be on here. This has been wonderful, refreshing, exciting, and I am just grateful for this opportunity. they can go on my website at www.crystaltober.com. There's a link on there for my book, any information they need on group coaching, or if they want to do one-on-one, all of that information is on my website. If they want to get in contact with me, my information is on there. Social media is on there as well. And I hope that this has been one of the opportunities that people really see what you put in your content for your viewers. I have enjoyed this, and I thank you again. It's been fun. It's been refreshing too, especially we're getting ready to go into another year. Mm-hmm. And whatever needs to happen for any of the viewers, I hope that this has ignited them to birth out their purpose, but in the process of it, capture it too.
Absolutely. And so Coach Crystal, before we go, I always ask this one question. What have you quit?
I quit allowing myself to listen to toxic people.
Those people
that their opinions don't matter. I quit.
Period. They no longer have a say-so. I love it. So Coach Crystal quit listening to toxic people. They no longer have the say-so. She has already captured her purpose. And truly my hope and my prayer for you is that during this time in the pandemic, during the last 3 months of this year, you survived 2020. And so many of us get more than survive. You may thrive. You may evolve. But more than anything, do not leave this pandemic. Do not leave this year the same. There should be a deeper depth, some sort of transformation, whether it's as simple as trying something that you enjoy that you never tried before. The time is now. And most importantly, if you are during this time having any bouts with your mental health, you feel like you're in a depression, seek help. There is no shame in seeking help. It is necessary. And if you cannot get to the licensed help or to the friend or to someone that you need, at least start helping relieve yourself, as Coach Crystal said, through journaling. But more than anything, make sure that when you go out today, that you map it. You are able to make a positive impact today. So Coach Crystal, before we leave, anything else for our quitters before we go?
Only thing I wanna say is quit allowing the voices in your head make you not operate to find purpose and capture it. Period. No excuse no more. She said it. We're finalized in 2020, and those concepts and those things that you keep on being frustrated about, thinking it's not going to happen, why don't you just give it a try? Put forth the effort to do it. Quit saying what you can't do and just do it. Find the authentic you and capture your purpose. It's in you to thrive. You got it. You bring what is necessary to be at the head of the table. And when you realize that, then other people can be blessed by what God has given you, even in the pandemic.
Thank you so much, Coach Crystal. We appreciate you. Make sure you guys go and check out her page. She is on Instagram, the social media platforms. Make sure you go to her website to stay in contact with her. And again, quitters, make sure you go out and map it. You make a positive impact today. Thank you, Coach Crystal.
Thank you so much, Rachel. It was wonderful. Thank you again for this opportunity. Thank you.
We enjoyed it, and we look forward to, in the future, having you back, because I do want to talk more about your book and how your book blessed me. Y'all don't understand. Like, this season, you about to get the whole journey I've been through. And it's only right that you understand the people and how I've been able to fully capture my purpose. So thank you for being here, Coach Crystal.
Thank you. Thank you, Rachel. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. Thank you so much.
And until next time, quitters, make sure you come back for the next episode. Share, tag, send it to all your people, and we will see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
For more information on Rachel B. Foy, please visit www.rachelbfoy.com.